Rock 107 WIRX, WIRX.com, the Plan B Morning Show. Brock Hunter.
Not happy. Damn it, dude. Let me just tell the audience what's going on here. I am a little upset right now. So off air sometimes, we have stuff to cut, commercials to cut, the things you hear that isn't live like it is right now. We record off air. So I just recorded a commercial, right? Brock was doing something. I was doing something. I'm going to go record this commercial real quick.
Yep.
Did the whole thing. And I sent it, everything, blah, blah, blah. Great, grand, wonderful. One task off the list today. Didn't have the microphone on. Moron. I did the whole spot without a microphone on. God.
You're so stupid. God, you're so
stupid. Dude.
Dumb. What an idiot. What is
it? You know, it's like everybody does that at work. It's, you know, you get that, like.
I don't.
You get done. Shut up. Yeah, you do all that. You backtrack all the time. Shut up. And it happens in the shop a lot, too. It's like you get something all together, you know, and you're like, all right, we're getting ready to be put back on the vehicle. Here we go. And then you see another loose part on the bench. You're like, wait. No. It just destroys you.
Just when I think you couldn't get any dumber.
Any dumber.
You just go and do something like this and
just
prove
to turn
it.
The mic on. That's all you have to do.
It's super simple. Super simple. What an idiot. Ugh. All right. Well, try not to screw this break up for us, okay? We got to keep removing. It's
my
time.
Mic on?
Yes, it's on. I mean, it should be off, but it's fine. It's time for your morning dump part day.
It's the morning dump with Brock and Hunter. Trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more.
As always, your morning dump part day brought to you by Pump.
Debt.
Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them 269-445-7777. Or visit pumpthatseptic.com. Pump it. So a YouGov poll found that 25% of respondents said they would be interested in having an open relationship. Now, no surprise, men were more likely than women to be interested in the arrangement. 32% versus 19%. Yeah, of course, guys.
Chicks?
Yeah, man, this is great, right? I can go bang whoever I want.
No, here's the difference. Here's why it's not going to work. 25% of those guys, every one of them, I'm telling you, as soon as it happens, you're going to be balled up in the corner, crying your eyes out because your wife slept with somebody else. It just doesn't work that way, guys.
Well, and
I'm sorry,
Hunter, you and I think the older we've gotten, the more realistic we've become. Back in the day, you know, I'll slap on a little high karate aftershave. I'll get my hair fixed
high
up.
Karate.
I could probably go out there.
Getting laid with that.
Dude, crushing it. Well, again, I always went for MILFs, and that was the best thing to get.
Say, were you going to church?
You do Stetson or high karate. If they're 35 and up, forget about it. Game over, son. But anyway, back in the day, yes. But also now, if I were to, my game is gone. So even if Kiki were to come out and say, you know what, Brock, if you want to have an open relationship, go for it, I'd end up striking out.
It's
She knows. I would be drunk and striking out at the bar left and right.
Bad chance, buddy boy.
Well, she could literally just walk in, even at 8.5 months pregnant, and go, any guy want to go home and bang? And be like, all right, yeah, that's fine. Let's go. Let's go.
You could literally walk into a bar and just yell that out loud, and I'm pretty sure she's walking out with somebody.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Well, you
women
and I
don't know how much power you have with that.
You and I at the end of the night just chatting to each other, going, "Do you have any luck? No. Do you have any luck? No. All right. Well, you want to fool around? That's what it would turn into. Huh? All right, fine. Put another
shot.
All right. Well, maybe would you put a wig on? We'll make this work. Anyway, guys,
anybody out there that has the open relationship, I really want to sit you down and ask you how.
Yeah.
How do you, it's just built into your DNA to be jealous.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? And if you saw that, I'm telling you, there's nobody out there that rightfully, that isn't.
Hunter, I get jealous when you tell jokes with other guys, and that's just because we work together. I'm like, what are you doing laughing with that other guy? You cheating son of a bitch.
You're laughing at his jokes too?
Yeah.
Oh, you bastard.
Yeah. You're just a big old, you're a host whore is what you are.
Host whore. Yeah. There is something to that, though.
Yep.
It is built into everybody's DNA.
It's just
genetics, man.
So, yeah, good luck with your open relationship. Lastly, steak lovers are very serious about the way their meat is cooked. In fact, in a new survey found that more than half said someone ordering a well-done steak was a dating deal-breaker. Look, we don't need to give a long, drawn-out story on this. If you order your steak past medium rare, I don't like you automatically. All right? I'm sorry.
It is. I agree.
Cooking the flavor out. Like, I've known a handful of people in my life that order their steaks medium to well, and it's like, I don't want to be friends with you. What are you doing? A well-done steak? Are you high?
Yeah, okay. So let me explain. I'm on both sides of this. I'm on both sides. Let me explain why. I am right there with you. Yes, it cooks the flavor out of the steak. It is terrible. Why are you leaving your steak on the grill that long? Mm-hmm. It's ridiculous. But it's almost too cliche for me now. Like, there's people that just try, I'm like, my steak just right off the cow. Yes. And people are leaning into it so hard. It's just like, you know what? Maybe old girl likes her steak charcoaled. You know, let her. I don't agree with it. Maybe she hasn't had a good steak in her life, but I mean, hell with it. Let her be miserable.
People gumming these well-done steaks, knock it off, man. Nothing sets off the flavor of a well-done steak like some ketchup. It's like, you know what? You're a psycho. You're the damn devil. Look,
what I'm saying, though? It's the loud guy at the table. They're like, all right, yes, we get it. You like your steak.
Here's what you do.
You know, you don't have to scream it to everybody. Your opinion.
You wipe its ass. You cut the horns off. You throw it on the plate. That's what I like right there. That's what I like right there. All right.
It's a red steak for sure.
So there you go. We got open relationships and we got well-done steaks. Good enough? Good enough.
Good enough.
That is your morning dump, part two. We'll be back.